Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This weekend, there will be celebrations in the streets of southern Sudan as it becomes the world's newest nation after 5 decades of fighting. But even so, there are significant challenges ahead for the country. Since 2001, Dr. Gloria White Hammond has regularly visited southern Sudan to do humanitarian work. She's a Boston-based pediatrician and pastor, and she co-founded the group My Sister's Keeper, which helps Sudanese women rebuild their communities. Dr. White Hammond says southern Sudan faces many challenges as it embarks on nationhood.
The biggest challenge is, first of all, maintaining peace. As you probably know, throughout Sudan, there are a number of crises, and particularly leading up to this separation, there's been an escalation of violence, especially in the border region. So the first challenge is to maintain peace. And then the next challenge is really the development, establishing a sound government, which is in place, but again has its challenges with the quality of governance, with corruption. Then there are big challenges in terms of health and education, which is a sector in which we're most involved.
There are some who say, at least initially, this could be a very rough patch. Some analysts are saying that this official declaration of independence, if you will, could encourage, you know, renegade militias and all kinds of challenges and a lot of fighting. Yep. Do you think that we will see, at least initially, a very rough period?
I think so. And we've already started to see that even in the wake of the referendum. There certainly has been an escalation of violence, secondary skirmishes within the country, tribal violence, big challenges with cattle rustling. And thus far, in just the 6 months since the referendum, there have been 1,500 deaths in South Sudan. So there's no doubt about it. There will certainly be the rough patch.
Now, you co-founded the group My Sister's Keeper.
Yes.
Which helps Sudanese women. And Sudanese women have particular challenges here, it's my understanding. So describe for me what it's been like for Sudanese women and what they're hoping for out of this independence declaration over the weekend.
Sure. Well, certainly throughout the war, it was the women who in many ways were the primary victims of the war. Often the same kinds of violence that we've heard about in Darfur, the rapes, et cetera, we've seen it with women in South Sudan. Slavery was a challenge for women in South Sudan. Throughout the war, they were the ones who were really maintaining whatever sense of community there was. That said, there's also been a culture of general marginalization and oppression of women, 92% illiteracy among women in South Sudan, one of the largest rates of morbidity and mortality associated with childbirth in South Sudan, generally not being represented in the government. So there's a real push now to correct all of those wrongs, and that, again, is going to be a big challenge for women.
And I did read that a United Nations official has asked for a specific stipulation from the new government in South Sudan that 25% to 30% of political representation be women.
That's right. And that actually came from the government itself, that when they were putting together their new constitution, that was one of the tenets of the constitution. That said, women have to be literate in order to have those positions.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about sexual violence in that part of the world, how is it handled? Is it ignored? Are people silent about it? We've heard a lot of stories about this. How is it handled there?
Now, we've been traveling to South Sudan now for the last 10 years, and I will say that in these 10 years, we've seen progress with regard to that. Women are beginning to talk about their experience and the injustice of the experience. We've been hearing more of that coming from men as well. And again, I would say these are what we've heard both of men in Darfur and in South Sudan. Before, it certainly was the woman's plight, and it was more of a stigma, but we're beginning to see some movement with regard to that, and more efforts to address and redress the crime, if you will, of rape.
Mm-hmm. And most of the assets of the country, if you will, are in oil, which are in the southern part of the country.
That's right. What this means is that as of Saturday, when South Sudan becomes independent, something like 80% of the oil revenues that had been going to the north and allegedly being shared now will go off with South Sudan. And you're right, oil is their biggest source of revenue.
Well, that sounds to me like that's the potential for the biggest fight right there.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why there's an ongoing concern. The conflicts will continue to fester and even escalate, which will not only mean an implosion for Sudan, it has broad implications for the whole region, which, as we know, has broad implications for the entire world.
Hmm. So would you say you're also very excited about the fact that this is happening in South Sudan this weekend? Because, you know, there are a lot of challenges.
Absolutely. Nevertheless, I'm very excited. Like I said, there were 4 million people who registered. They had a 96% turnout of the people who registered. Can you imagine? It certainly is not, right. Hasn't happened in America. And of those 96%, there was almost a 99% agreement that they would separate. And it's entirely understandable, chronic marginalization for generations. And so they have decided, and again, a clear mandate that we can do better by ourselves. So I am excited for them. This is what the people wanted. This is self-determination at its best. And excited to be able to come alongside. And again, there are lots of well-meaning Americans and people around the world who see this as a tremendous opportunity to get the newest country on the continent of Africa off on a good foot.
Dr. Gloria White Hammond, founding co-chair of the Massachusetts Coalition to Save Darfur, co-pastor of the Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Jamaica Plain, and a pediatrician at the South End Community Health Center. She joined us to talk about her humanitarian work in Sudan with the group she co-founded, known as My Sister's Keeper. Dr. White Hammond, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Deb. And again, thank you for your partnership and all the good folks out there.